Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine.
Haven't.
Nope. Summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time.
Playing right here.
This highway does not know my name, and I don't care.
Nope. I don't care.
Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare.
Right to the hook. Right here.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget live, not so live here in the low budget live bar and grill. Bar and bunker. Bar and sink. It's got a sink. You can kind of see the edge of the sink here if you're watching on the glorious thing that is YouTube. This is the podcast for Monday, October the 18th, 2021. And when you're listening to this, I will be casting away at Grand Lake trying to hook $50,000 worth of bass on a trip to the Bassmaster Classic, hopefully. You know, one last chance this year to get out there and mix it up in those Bassmaster Central Opens, and looking forward to that. Grove, Oklahoma is a special place in this whole bass fishing world. Of course, it's where our last MPFL was. So look forward to getting back out to Grand. The last cast that I ever made on Grand Lake was in the 2019 FLW there, and I caught a 7-pounder or a 6-15, whatever it was, my very last cast. So, last cast ever made on Grand, a freaking stud, but an old Stanson spinnerbait. So, looking forward to getting back out there. Grand's a tough lake, very tough. It makes you earn it, especially in the fall. So, going to take the old X21 out there and mix it up one last time. Looking forward to quick turnaround, of course, between Smith and that one, but looking forward to getting out there. All right, I want to thank, more than ever, I want to thank the sponsors, the people that have my back, the people that are very supportive of Low Budget Live, the good, the bad, and the ugly, no matter what's going on. And the first one that always has my back, StarTron, StarBright, the folks from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They're amazing people that make amazing products. And the main one that we talk about the most here on LBL, StarTron, kicking ethanol in the teeth, man. It's fuel treatment. Don't let ethanol ruin your good day on the water. Don't let ethanol gum up your side-by-side. And when you get ready, you've had it stored forever, and you get ready to finally go try to chase down the buck of a lifetime, it won't start. It won't start because you let ethanol, you let it happen. A little dab will do you. This bottle treats 256 gallons. 256 gallons right here. Look at that. Yeah, that bottle. So don't go get your ethanol-free gas. Like, don't waste your money. Get you some StarTron, dump it in your tank, kick ethanol in the teeth. Weed eater, chainsaw, your outboard, your truck, your UTVs, your ATVs. Some of y'all like Fat Cat Newton. Y'all got three-wheelers. Take care of them. You still got that Honda Big Red? Get you a dose. Get you a dose of StarTron. Sponsor of this podcast. We're going on 4 years now, and we appreciate it. The folks at Sims Fishing Products, making quality outdoor gear. It looks good. It makes you feel good. They got you protected from the rain gear to the base layers to them get the elements out of here sun shirts, so you ain't getting no skin cancer, or you're not getting burned up, the long sleeve, the solar flex. An amazing company, conservation-minded company. And I'm here to remind all of you low-lifers, you get one life, fish it well. ProGuide Batteries, been running those lithiums, been running those 31 AGMs this year from the fine folks at ProGuide, and they deliver. When I press the old trolling motor, that Garmin Force, that's what I got, is all the force. Even if I fish on them for like 2 or 3 days, like, I'm fully impressed by those batteries. You can try some for yourself at ProGuideBatteries.com. Use code LBL10. And last but not least, hang the banner right here over my shoulder. The Express Boats, the official boat of Low Budget Live and the Traveling Circus. And good people. Good people. In the last couple weeks, I have doubled down on the fact that those people are just that. They are mighty fine. Really good folks, and I appreciate them very much. I appreciate their support, and I am very proud to run that X21 when I'm just fishing with my kids, whether I'm fishing tournaments. I love the boat, 96-inch beam. You got the sea deck. You got the 250 Yamaha show. The bad boy will scream down the lake, but you can also get about this deep with it. It is the perfect machine for everything you could ever want to do bass fishing, whether it's deep water, shallow, anything in between. Takes rough water great. Do yourself a favor. If you have a dealer close to you, go take you a test ride. Go check one out. You will not be disappointed. Express Boats, building excitement since 1966. All right, we're going to jump right in. We're going to jump, I mean, as in as you can jump right here. My guest today is somebody that I have known for a very long time, and he is somebody that I've always admired in the fishing world. He just seems to put it together when he has to. And he's a confident guy, he's a funny guy, and he's a good friend. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk to him right now. He's got a little over $1 million in career earnings. He's got wins at BPT. He's got wins on the Elite Series. He's got wins all over the place, but most recently won the Bassmaster Central Open to seal a trip to the Bassmaster Classic. Next year, Lake Hartwell, ladies and gentlemen, fighting to get back in the Elite Series, Jacob Poroznik, or P-Rise, we're going to call him right now.
Hello.
What's up, player?
What's up?
Low Budget Live. You riding around with that trophy in your lap right now from that Bassmaster Open?
It's a no, but it's kind of the best ride partner I've had for a while.
I'll be honest with you, dude. You know, I like to give you a hard time, and you called me when practice started, and we were like, all right, we were game planning. What do you think it's going to take? Because you're trying to get to the elites, and we buddies, we talking. And I'll be damned, you just go, you quit calling me in practice because you figured out to win a deal. So I'm calling you out on the podcast. It's funny how that works. Like, and I'm glad you didn't take my advice, because I took my advice and ended up 98.
Yeah, you know, that part of the game was kind of funny, you know. So I'd get up every morning and try to run some places shallower, you know, maybe try to get a buzz bait bite or something like that. And every pocket I went in, there'd be two boats.
That's
in.
Right.
I was like, ah, this ain't it. this just ain't the deal, man. You know, and I mean, I'm pretty sure some guys are going to catch them, but I was like, this ain't going to last for 3 days. And, you know, it was kind of funny. I got around some stripers. Me and Justin Atkins one morning got around some stripers and ended up catching 4 or 5 big stripers, and then ended up catching like a 3.5-pound spotted bass that was around them, and you know, you could still see them swimming around. So that's kind of what got me kind of keyed in on what was going on, and that was the last day of practice. And the last morning, ended up finding a spot that I actually caught like probably 11 out of the 15 bass.
Wow, off one place.
Well, what the place? It was just a pocket,
an area.
And the herring and stuff were in there first thing in the morning. And I knew I kind of found a good spot because every morning I'd go in there, there'd be a striper boat sitting in there. And then the last morning I went in there, there was 4 striper boats in there.
Jeez. So
I knew I was around the right kind of bait, you know, and all that stuff. And then, you know, and it's funny how fishing works, you know, just things kind of just come together, you know.
No doubt, dude. Did you think, though, leaving practice that you had a chance to win? I mean, were you, because you're a confident guy, were you dialed up thinking, hey, I got a chance this week?
Well, no, I mean, I had a really good chance that I thought I could catch, you know, 9 to 10 pounds a day. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, not nothing giants, because, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, there's so many people out there running around, so you don't never really get to kind of figure out what you have.
That's,
you know,
a fact.
You go in there, you get a bite, and then you roll, you know. So I didn't know how many big ones were there, or you know, what was going to be the significant of what was going on, or how it was going to play out, or what. But in my mind, I thought that, you know, stay away from the bank and cast and schools and stuff, and you might have a chance at catching 5.
And no doubt. No doubt about it. And you executed it to perfection, dude, to take home a win. How stressful for those at home, because I talk about the opens a lot and how hard they are. And guys like you, guys like Hackney, Christie, Atkins, Brian New, they make it look easy. Y'all make it look like y'all just go, hey, guess what? I decided to go back to the Elite Series, and this is easy. But talk about, has your year been stressful? Because you can't have a bad day.
No, no, you know, and that's what I was telling a guy from Bass Call, and we did an article or something yesterday, and he's like, man, how do you go about, you know, doing something like that? And I said, man, I'm just going to tell you right now, I have a pretty weak stomach as it is already. And I said, man, it's the most incredible thing that I've ever done. You know, it's like the biggest risk I've probably ever taken.
No doubt.
In my life, you know?
Yeah.
And, it's, you know, it's something that, you know, that I thought long and hard about it. And, you know, I tried last year and just things didn't work out. And then, you know, when they came up with the deal where you could fish all of them and try to do it, you know, I was like, man, that's the only chance that I have, you know, to really, you know, have a chance at making it. And so far it's working out. You know, I got to go to Grand Lake and hopefully can go over there and catch, you know, 10 bass and go ahead and knock it out. And, man, it'll be the best hunting season ever.
No doubt about it, because, man, those opens are an absolute mountain to climb. And, dude, what's your lead right now? And I'm unprofessional, so I didn't look it up. You got a pretty good lead over second, right?
Well, I think it's like 70-some
okay.
points, and then 100 over third.
Okay, so you've just got to catch you a few at Grand, and you can be right back in the Elite Series where you belong, where you want to be, and what you're trying to do. And I'm glad you brought that up, man, about last year, because – when Hackney came back through the Centrals and he tried to make you fished last year, and you were trying to make it after you'd kind of made your decision, hey, I don't think I'm going to go back and do the BPT thing next year. And you did risk everything, man. You risked it all to try to get back to bass. And for a guy like you who has been so successful at every level you've ever fished, whether that is the Opens, the Everstarts, BFLs, the Elite Series, BPT, FLW Tour, you've been successful everywhere you've been, and this is what you do for a living. So to pull the plug, even maybe, hey, this may not be for me anymore, Bass Pro Tour, I think so many guys have that inherent fear. Even if you don't see eye to eye with what's going on, or even if you don't, maybe the format doesn't fit you, whatever, and hell, you won over there. It's such a risky decision because you are still at that top level of bass fishing, right? So to go, man, I got to go through the trenches here. I don't even know how you do that, man. I don't. Like, it's, I have nothing but respect for guys like you and Hackney for being able to just say, I'm going to just try to make it back. Damn, man.
Well, yeah. it's a roller coaster of emotions that are up and down. And you, I mean, you know, through the headaches and the colds and the sickness and, you know, gosh damn, I mean, avoid COVID, you know,
oh my gosh,
places and all, yeah, that stuff. And, you know, it's just like I said, it's been a roller coaster ride. And man, whatever happens, you know, next week, it'll be a big weight off my shoulders, you know. And then, you know, to top it off, you know, Bass has made a, you know, pretty good decision about, like, if you fish all three of them in the Central Division, you ended up, you know, when you get to go to the Classic. And,
yeah, like,
that didn't even set in until, like, the next day, you know, because, you know, my whole thought has been just get back to the Elite Series.
That's right.
Because that's how I make a living, you know. And so then to throw the Classic in there with it, you know, it's a special deal, and it's like something that I'll never forget. You know, I mean, it's one of those highlights in your career that you'll remember for the rest of your life.
You know, something crazy to me, dude, is I saw you and Hank Cherry, shout out to Hank, back to back Classic champs. You guys are super tight. When he made his first Classic, I think I'm right on this, he made it by winning at Smith Lake, right?
Yes, he did.
99 for Sister. How crazy is that?
1 ounce.
1 ounce. And he went to Grand, like connecting all these weird dots, but he went to Grand, should have won that Classic. Lost the fish,
yep,
the year Cliff Pace won. And now you win at Smith, that puts you back in the Classic, helps you solidify even more that you're coming back to the elites. And now you've got to go wrap it up at Grand. Like, it's so weird to me that those, yeah, lakes are playing in y'all stories like that. That's just crazy, dude.
It's kind of like deja vu.
No doubt, man. Like, it's so crazy. Well, what do you think about Grant?
Hank was probably using Gamagatsu's, and I'll be using those Mustad KVDs, so they ain't coming off. Man.
A little friendly fire there, Hank. Better put them gommies up, son. That's awesome, man. Well, what you've been to Grand obviously a few times. I'm recording this. I told everybody this will air while we're at Grand, so I'm recording a little early. But what do you think Grand will be like for you out there in the open? Like, how will you practice? Will you change anything you normally do for this last one?
No, you know, I mean, I've always wanted to get as many bites as I can during the day. So that's how I'll go out there and fish for it. I mean, I'm not going to go Hackney and pitch a jig around for 5 big ones, you know, something like that. But I mean, I'm going to have to get me a shaky head out and stuff like that. I mean, I'm still going to have the spinning poles out ready to roll.
Ain't no doubt.
You know, Grand's a different animal, you know, and the thing is, I'm going to follow you because you got the coverage to cover the national the deal. And they like to see all the top tens and where they're fishing off. So I'm just going to follow you around.
I will be honest. I do got 21 hours of it in my brain, but it ain't going to do you no good.
Grand will be good. You know, Grand's a big lake and spread out. And it's kind of, you know, shallow water fishing. Those fish there don't get very deep. And, you know, it's just, you know, right up my alley. You know, that'll be a one that you can kind of burn down the bank and just go fishing, you know, and get some bites and stuff like that. So I'm really looking forward to it. And you know, I like Grand Lake. I mean, the times I've been there, I've done really good other than the Classic that one year. But, you know, that's how things are in the Classic. You're fishing to actually win that, not points, you know.
That's so, right.
You know, it'll be a little different, ballgame, but, you know, like I said, man, you know, I got some time out there, and I think everything will turn out the way it should be.
Ain't no doubt, dude. What about, because I feel like already, and I'm going to put this pressure on you, this low-budget live pressure from your buddy Luke here, I think you're a favorite to win the Classic next year at Hartwell. You like that lake, dude. You've got history there. I feel like you're going to be like that. That's just, like you said, the fact that you made the Classic through the Opens, that's just another feather in the cap. But, dude, I feel like you're going to start getting excited once you get this Elite Series thing wrapped up and start thinking about Hartwell.
Well, I mean, man, you can't ever count out Jason Christie either. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
who?
I mean, he's right there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just throwing that out there. But, there's, I don't even know how many guys are in the classic now, 52 or whatever. It's still the same number. But, you know, when it comes to that tournament, there's 52 guys there. 52 guys have a chance at winning that deal.
That's a fact.
You know, like, the thing about Lake Hartwell is it's such a great lake, man. It's so full of – it has so many fish in it. And it has big spots and big largemouths. So, you know, guys can kind of fish their strengths and everything. And, you know, the thing about it is I'm really looking forward to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, hey, I'm not there to, you know, hey, I'm favored or whatever, you know, something like that. But, you know, there's 52 guys that are favorites, you know what I'm saying? Because you got family, friends, sponsors, and people like that are out there rooting for everybody. And guys are going to go put their time and effort in. For that tournament. So, you know, it's just a great, you know, it's the Super Bowl of bass fishing.
That's right, man.
You know, that's one thing that nothing can ever be taken away.
Well, for sure it is. And it's where I throw the biggest low budget live parties of the year. And 2 years in a row, I've been fortunate to have P. Roz next to me on stage. So even if you're leading this year, even if you're leading going into the final day and we do low budget live on Saturday night, I'm putting you on the spot right now to get a commitment on recorded, like this is evidence that you'll still come get on the mic that night, even if you're supposed to be rigging rods.
No, I promise you this, no matter what happens, I will be there for your podcast.
Dang, that's a real one right there, ladies and gentlemen. That is a real one, Jacob Ross.
That's always been a good time. So the thing, the deal is with that, no matter if I'm leading the tournament or what, I still won't be able to sleep. So
yeah.
I might as well come down there and put on a show with you.
That's right. You might as well come have a cool pop or two and talk about your daggum week. So I have to ask you, the only negative that I see about, man, this run your own and getting back to the Elite Series is you're going to have to hang out with Hackney again. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, Hackney, he's a pretty cool cat, you know. I mean, you know, the thing about him, and I'll tell this to everybody that's listening or watching or whatever, I've never met anybody that's as smart as he is when it comes to bass fishing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, hey, I can break it down and do things like this, but, like, he'll go down a bank and get one bite and tell you he's going to catch 20 pounds off of it and does it time and time again. And I'm like, how? He goes, man, I just know that them big ones are there. You know, I mean, I can tell, you know what I'm saying? It's like he has some kind of sixth sense, you know?
Weird.
And he's like that, yeah. And he's like that with deer hunting. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like that with anything that he does. He does, like, you wouldn't believe this about him, but he does more research through phones and looking up stuff and learning how, you know, what trees do this and what trees do that. I mean, he can tell you what trees they're going to be in when the lake's flooded before we even get there.
That's wild.
Because this tree puts off, this tree puts off this or this tree puts off that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's just things that he knows going through his mind. And, man, I mean, he's just an all-around, a really accomplished guy. And I'm lucky that he still lets me tag along with it. You know what I'm saying?
So, I'm lucky that he even answers the phone anytime I reach out. I appreciate that very much. I love me some Greg Hackney.
But yeah, we started hanging around in the Elite Series, and then we went to, you know, the MLF and stuff like that. And he's back at Elite, so you know he's been on me all year. To, you know, we got to get that band back together. So.
That's right. What if you could pick a band name? Not to cut you off, but if you could pick a band name for you and Hackney's band, I need one right now. What are we calling that band? What are we calling
the
it?
Swatters.
The Swatters. The Swatters. I like it. I'm going to have T-shirts made. The Swatters with you two back to back like it's a movie poster. A cop buddy. Cop movie.
It'll be good. Hopefully we'll sell about a billion of them.
I hope so, buddy. I don't know if – I hope them lowlifers order them. Well, dude, man, I've known you a lot of years. I'm proud to know you. You know that. And you've always been very kind to me, and you've always been a friend and a – hell of a guy to hang out with and fish around, and we've had some good damn times over the years, man, and I'm just real proud for you, dude. I was frustrated at my performance at Smith big time, and I know you know that because we talked before, and I'd put in a lot of work, and it just didn't work out, But I could not have been more proud that you were the one holding that trophy, man. It was so freaking awesome to see on Saturday afternoon. So just want to say congrats and thanks for taking time out to do this with me today.
Yeah, it like I said, Luke. I mean, we've been in the bass fishing world for a long time. I remember being over there at Big G's house.
Man.
You were giving out T-shirts where you'd been to a deal, and you know, give us a bunch of T-shirts to wear. That's where you said, "Hey, you know, send me a deal, and we'll hook you up with some jack plates and stuff like that." So that's where I started my T8 Marine.
That's right.
You know, deal was with you and through all that. So very, very thankful for that. And like I said, you've been there for me for a lot and everything. And it's been a great ride. And hopefully we'll get to spend a lot more time together.
I hope so, buddy. Looking forward to LBL Live at the Classic, and I'll see you. I'll see you at Grand, man. Give me a shout. Give me a shout in practice and tell me how you're not catching anything before you win out there too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you just call me. We'll get some.
We'll get it lined out. Appreciate you, buddy.
But I thank you for everything.
Hey, you're welcome, dude. Thanks for coming on. And tell Greg Hackney I said to kill a deer, dadgummit.
Oh, he's in deer mode right now.
He's starting to
smell like a deer in rut.
I know that's right. Well, I will see you in Grove, Oklahoma, brother.
All right, buddy. All right, take
care. See you, man. Jacob Prosnick, P. Rise. He's a real one. He's a real one. He's actually all my Hackney stuff. He's running around with Hackney right now. They were riding deer leases and stuff together. So I had to get my shots in at Greg Hackney, who unlike a lot of people on the internet, as like a real badass that you would never say that kind of stuff, even joking to him to his face, because he's so intimidating. Greg is an intense dude, a great dude, but yeah, had to give Hackney a hard time. I think he was listening in the background there. So, congrats to Prozic again, man. He's earned it. And I've said this many, many times on the podcast, especially in recent weeks, but when those guys decide to come back and qualify, it's impressive. It's impressive. And you want to know what separates those guys from so many other fishermen. It's that, man. Like 9 tough tournaments, 220 boats plus in each of them in these opens. You cannot have a bad freaking day. And, man, Prosnick has been on top of that AOY in that opens, you know, overall division pretty much all year. He had a chance to make it through the Northerns, and he did slip a little bit. He also had a chance to make it through the Southerns. Now his one shot, he's got to hold on, but you heard him there, 70 to 100-point lead over second and third. If he just has a mediocre tournament at Grand, he's going back to the Elite Series, and I know he's looking forward to that. So I thank him for taking time out on his travels to talk to us, and I thank each and every one of you for listening, for watching, for showing up. For Low Budget Live, all you low lifers, it's much appreciated, more than you'll ever know. The last couple weeks have absolutely been a roller coaster of a lot of craziness that, you know, I don't understand. But for those of you that have reached out with a lot of positivity to me and my family, it is something that is appreciated. It is something that I have not taken lightly. And as long as y'all keep showing up, man, I'm going to keep showing up and hitting that red button and recording and doing my best to get some of the best in bass fishing on here to, you know, talk shop with me. So thank you to all you lowlifers. I'm going to take you out with a little Biloxi Blues. Like always, song by me, written by me. Some of y'all got some questions last week on that Biloxi Blues. It's on iTunes, Spotify. You can go check it out, YouTube. It's much appreciated. Going to take you out with that. Be sure to hug your mama coming up on 2 years. 2 years. When you listen to this, it's October 18th. The 2-year anniversary of losing mom will be October 19th. So definitely on my mind. So hug your mama. And I'll see y'all next time.
From Jackson Town to Tupelo, I never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts, well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter east or west.
north, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to